Well, hello, gentlemen. Don't worry, I know not all of you are gentlemen, and that's okay. Well, the Femon scams never stop. That's because they're professional scammers. Hell, they've been scamming men for hundreds of years. And generally, what's all these scams about? Well, money. And all these sort of people who are suing companies nowadays, and going on for quite a few years now, remember the slip and fall accidents in the supermarkets? That was mostly Femons. The being hit by a car sort of thing was a lot of Femons. Of course, they could go to work and work hard and long hours to make the money, but that's too much work. And generally speaking, a lot of Femons are lazy, and they still want the money, though. So here's a water slide in Disneyland. And a Femon is suing Disney for $50,000, because she went down this slide, where she got to the speed of approximately 40 miles an hour, and then she hit the water. But apparently she got quite a bad wedgie, and it damaged her genitals, and it made her bleed. Guess that means her fluey, and she had to go to hospital to get it repaired. So she wants $50,000. That's quite an expensive fluey. Maybe she's factoring in the downtime, because she chose to go down this slide, which probably has a warning plaque somewhere. Now, there was probably another slide that she probably only would get 10 miles an hour, and that would be all, but she was seeking the thrill, you see. And there's nobody going to be on the 10 mile an hour slide except young children. If it's going to be a thrill, there has to be some risk. And as she's supposed to be an adult, she knew the risks. Now, I've been down some water slides, basically in Tenerife. These ones were closed in, and you went all over the place. God knows what speed you got to. But the reason I did it was because of the thrill. So let's take a scenario where a man at a bar buys this Femon he doesn't know, drinks all night. And she drinks the drinks and gets drunk. In the Femon's mind, it's the man's fault. And you see how Femon can go from adult to children when it's more advantageous for them. The same as this Femon, who's all empowered unless it's more advantageous to be the victim. So she's taking them to court. And believe it or not, here's Exhibit A. Now, this isn't the Femon in question. This is just a model, and she's displaying what swimsuit she was wearing. And I can imagine the actual Femon is a little bit different looking than this one. And of course, it also has the rear view, which I would presume would be Exhibit B for back view. And once again, I expect the Femon doesn't quite look like this. It seems how all the problems Femon seem to have, money seems to be the solution all the time. Anybody else notice that? Now, this Femon is an adult, and she chose herself to go down a slide that was quite steep and got injured. She wants somebody to pay for it. Why doesn't she take the designer of the swimsuit to court as well? Oh, I'd better not give her any ideas. You see how Femons take no absolute responsibility for what they do. And I hope this Femon doesn't get anything at all. But you can bet the public Disney will pay her off just to get rid of her. And that's what she's banking on. Really, guys, what do you think out there? Do you think her case holds water? Little joke there. Generally speaking, I believe this suing thing is generally in the United States. And that's because they have so many goddamn lawyers. They have to do something. But I believe that these big companies or whatever, who create something for people to do, if they choose to, as soon as they choose to do that, the company should be not held responsible. Unless there's some really bad safety sort of regulations that they didn't follow. And all it will mean is that companies won't offer these things at all. And if I was Disney, of course I'd just shut the slide down. So you can imagine thinking this, I'm just going to go down to the supermarket and I'm going to pretend to fall over and hurt myself and see how much money I can get. What type of mind thinks like that? Instead, Monday morning I'll be going to work early. I'll work all week. It may not be a great amount of money, but at least it's honest money. And that's because I have morals. Femons generally don't. Bah, the nature of a Femon, eh? Take it easy, fellas.